morning. Looking forward to getting back on the field this week and opponent that a lot of our guys are familiar with. It seems like the Vikings have matched up with the Cardinals for a number of years now in a row. So here we go again.
How much can you look at the past 2 years of games against those guys, at least in terms of personnel matchups?
I think quite a bit, especially last year, being that it was our first year here as an offensive staff. So we've relied on that quite a bit.
How much is that defensive front improved over the past couple of years just with all the added explosiveness they have there?
They've got more explosiveness at their outside linebackers, that's for sure. They're younger, they've got more juice. Their inside backers are playing well. Paris is a veteran, as we know, and the young guy from TCU is playing better and better every time he gets on the field.
As you looked at Christian's performance against Washington, what did you see in terms of his body of work?
You know, he completed a ton of balls. I don't know what the stats were, in the 30s, I'd guess. I got to go back and get in that mode, Tom. But he did a good job of completing a bunch of passes. We don't like the turnovers. Nobody does. For the most part this year, he's done a good job of taking care of the football, so we want to get back in that style of play starting with this week.
Would you rather it be the physical mistakes than mental mistakes and misreading the defense when he's committing those turnovers?
I don't know if we have a preference. You know, we're kind of demanding. That's the way coaches are.
Bill, how has Khalil played overall this year?
Good. He's made some rookie mistakes, which are expected, but we feel like he's making strides every week. The more experience he accumulates, we expect those mistakes to, you know, be diminished.
Is Campbell the biggest guy he's going to have to face?
He's pretty big. He's pretty big, pretty tall. He sure knocks down a lot of passes. He's a really, really a good player.
Is that going to be one of Matt's challenges early in his career until he gets his, you know, weight established where he wants it? And, I mean, just having these bigger guys coming at him?
I think so. Matt's young. He came out after his junior year, and so he's got some developing and maturing to do physically. Which will take place as he kind of enters into his mid-20s.
What's your level of expectation for Jerome being able to play and come back after a week off?
He had a good day of practice yesterday. We expect him to be out there today, so we're hoping that that process continues to go in a positive direction.
Did you see any effects of that in practice, his back or leg?
Yesterday, trying to think back. Not too much. I think once he got warmed up and got out there in the flow of things, it was pretty good.
I think you guys were ninth in the NFL in red zone touchdown percentage before this last game. So how do you feel about just what you've done so far in the red zone this season?
Not good. We don't feel good about it, especially this last week. We didn't get enough bang out of our buck for all the work that it takes place to get down in the red area. Was it seven times? We want to come away with sevens. We're anxious to get back on the field starting with this week and be so much better.
What do you think went wrong there?
Well, a lot of things went wrong, both conceptually and also execution-wise. So we've really doubled our efforts. We always like to work hard and leave no stone unturned, but this week it's definitely a point of emphasis so we can take advantage of those opportunities, because those take hard work to get down there in the first place.
I think Percy was only out there for 4 of the 9 snaps in those first 3 red zone sequences. Was he nicked up at some point, or was that strictly personnel groups?
No, that's just the way the personnel groups went, and that was part of our plan, which we're not proud of.
Is the fact that Percy's being doubled as much as he is in the red zone, is that impacting how you're using him down there?
Not necessarily. They did a good job. We matched him up on a linebacker one time, and we just didn't have the protection to get it thrown to him there in the first drive. Hoping to use him down there, both run game and play action, when he's in the backfield. So we just want to make those plays work better next time, or call him at the right time like we didn't on Sunday.
Christian talked about John Carlson having some opportunities, getting open a couple times on Sunday. Are you satisfied with what he's doing to kind of present a target for Christian and get himself open?
Yeah, he's doing a good job, John is. And so we had another chance or two to connect with him, I believe, there on our sideline at one point, and looking forward to more and more production from him starting with this week.
Has Adrian's ankle been a factor at all in what you're able to do from a play calling standpoint?
No, he's done a good job of really battling through it. At times, like all backs, he gets dinged or nicked up, and when he does, Toby hops in there and we don't miss a beat.
You expect that him at practice today?
You know, I don't know. He was out at the walkthrough a few minutes ago, and we'll see how it goes this afternoon.
What about for the game? Level of confidence there that he'll be starting?
Well, I always have a lot of confidence in Adrian in all respects. So we're keeping our fingers crossed.
Do you expect Schwartz to keep rotating in for a series or two?
Yeah, we're going to stay on that program. We feel good about both those guys playing right guard, so going to try to keep them fresh and get production out of that position.
For a guy who's been out of the game for a year, I would imagine game reps are just something that you can't replace no matter what he does in practice.
Yeah, all these guys that have missed time last year, whether it be Adrian or John Carlson, Jeff Schwartz, they're really doing a good job of getting back into the flow, and when they are in the game, they're doing a good job for us. Thank you, guys. Right, have a good day.